The Grateful Stranger. Poor, wretched man, standing alone on the shore and watching a great ship sail out to sea. On that ship are his wife, his children, and nearly all his friends. He had tried to hide in the ship's hold, but an officer had found him and put him ashore again. No one wanted him anywhere. No ship would carry him. No country would let him land on its shores. Even the people of the country in which he was born shut the doors of their houses in his face. He was a good man and had money to pay his fare. Then why would no one take him? He was a leper. Leprosy is a horrible disease. One who has it might better be dead. People who have leprosy are called lepers, and there were many of them in Palestine when Jesus lived. No one else ever would touch a chair a leper had sat on or a dish he had used. Every time anyone passed, the lepers had to cry out, "Unclean! Unclean!" for no one was allowed to go near them. They had to leave their friends and their homes. They had so little to eat, I know they were often ill with hunger. A few filthy rags covered their poor, suffering bodies. Can you imagine anything worse than being a leper? In Palestine, there were 10 lepers who always kept close together. They wandered about the country, stopping near cities and little towns to beg. Never did they venture inside the city walls. When night came and the city gates were closed, I suppose they crept into some caves among the rocks for shelter. These 10 men had just heard some wonderful news. Someone had told them that a great healer was traveling through the country and that he could cure them. It was hard for the lepers to believe this, but a friend said that he had seen this teacher raise the dead. Perhaps this friend had once been a leper himself and had been cured. Every one of the 10 was now watching for the teacher. "He surely will come our way sometime," they must have thought. In the cheerless caves at night, they all must have prayed that God would send the great healer to them soon. There was one of them, at least, who surely prayed God to help him and to send Jesus the healer to him. The poor fellow was a stranger, a Samaritan. The Jews hated these Samaritans. Would Jesus, who was a Jew, cure a Samaritan? Do you suppose the leper asked the question? No, I am sure he did not. Why? Because he knew that Jesus never asked who people were nor from where they came. Did they need his help? That was the question Jesus asked. Everyone who asked his help received it. How eagerly the 10 lepers must have watched every group of people that passed along the road to the city gate. And when Jesus and his disciples finally came, I can almost hear the call of the 10 as they cried out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And the Master heard their voices, although the lepers stood afar off. They did not dare go near him. Some stern soldier or pitiless Pharisee would have had them punished for coming too close to the throng of people around the city gate. "Go and show yourselves unto the priests," Jesus answered them, and off they went, hurrying to reach the priests. Not until a priest said they were clean would they be allowed to come inside the city or to mingle again with their friends. As they ran, every man of them found that he was clean, for the loathsome leprosy had been cured. One turned back. He was the stranger, the Samaritan. God had heard his prayer, and he was grateful. He would not go to the priests until he had thanked Jesus for his healing. 9 of Jesus' own people had passed on without a word, but this stranger praised God with a loud voice and fell at Jesus' feet, so grateful was he to be well again. "Where are the 9? Jesus asked him. "Among the 10 that were healed," he added, "is only this stranger grateful?" He must have reached forth his hand and touched the man kneeling at his feet as he said, "Arise, thy faith hath made thee whole." The 9 lepers ran on to visit the priests. They were glad to be well again, and that was all. When they came from the temple, what do you suppose they did? No doubt they ran to tell their friends of their wonderful cure. But what of the Samaritan stranger? I think he must have followed Jesus and learned from him how to help others.